أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. As you were with us, we have reached the 57th verse of Surah Al-Qasas. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقالوا إن نتبع الهدى معك نتخطف من أرضنا أولم نمكن لهم حرما آمنا يجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء رزقا من لدنا ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون.
And they say, if we were to follow the guidance with you, we would be swept from our land. Have we not established for them a safe sanctuary to which are brought the fruits of all things as provision from us? But most of them do not know.
So, brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we explained that the verses were talking about the two groups, a group of pagans of Mecca who did not want to accept Islam, who were not ready, whose hearts were hardened, and actually the ones who were ready to accept the truth. But this 57th verse states, وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. If we follow the guidance with you, we will be forced out of our territory. So, it seems that a group of the pagans of Mecca once told the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that if they accepted Islam, very soon they would be sent away from their home, and being homeless, they would be vagrant from their own life and living. This statement, of course, is uttered by those people who count the might of Allah nothing, and the power of ignorant Arabs great. This statement is uttered by those who are not still acquainted with the depth of favors and helps of Allah, with the power of Allah. These people are the ones who do not know how the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists His friends. These are the people who know nothing about this, and the fact that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes His enemies to fail. So, in answer to them, the Qur'an actually says, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. And have we not settled them in a secure sanctuary to which fruits of everything are drawn as a provision from us? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of them do not know. So, the Lord who set a dry land which had no trees and plants as a secure sanctuary and attracted the hearts to it so strongly that the best products from the different parts of the world are brought towards it has clearly shown His power right now. And yet, these people are worried about the fact that إِنَّ تَبِعَ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. We will be actually removed from our lands. This is what these people are worried about. I mean, the kind of belief that these people had was a partial belief. Maybe they couldn't take everything and every side into their consideration.
أَوَلَمْ
So, dear listeners, as you were with us, in this 57th verse, the Almighty Allah, regarding a group of pagans of Mecca that once told the Prophet of Islam that they were worried about their homes and being homeless, the Almighty Allah answers them very explicitly, and actually it says, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. They, in answer to them, the Quran says that these people said, if we follow the guidance with you, we shall be driven out from our land. But the Quran says, have we not settled them in a secure sanctuary? But this secure sanctuary had a very interesting characteristic. This sanctuary, the fruits of everything were drawn to it. Why? رِزْقًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. They were provisions from us. But the point is, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of them do not know. So, this is the kind of Lord that they did not know. The one who has proved such a might and provided security and those abundant bounties in this land, and everyone sees their effect and have enjoyed of them for many years. How is he not able to protect these people from the attack of a group of idolatrous Arabs? This is very worrying. This shows the fact that these people are not truly guided. They are not really believing in their faith. They're not believing in truth. So when they were in infidelity, they were enjoying of these two great bounties of Allah, security and merits of life. The point is, how is it possible that Allah deprives them from these bounties after Islam? They must be strong-hearted, stand firm. They must be believing in Islam, since the Lord of Kaaba and Mecca subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. The Quranic term, rizqan min ladunna, and also added the fact that it says, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Every kind of fruit being drawn into it is mentioned in simple present tense. It denotes the fact that they had a kind of continuation in their present and future. I mean, after 14 centuries, we witness the concept of this statement that all kinds of merits are continuously drawn towards this sacred land, and we can still see it. So those who go to Mecca see by their eyes that how this dry, hot, grassless land is full of kinds of the best bounties, so that there may not actually this affluence from all points of views be found so easily in any place of the world. That's the point that the verse is explicitly talking about. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye. When faith begins.